mai e te whānau ki tēnei pitopito kōrero mai a mātou o ngā rātonga Māori me ngā puanani. Ngā mihi a te tauhau Pākehā ki a koutou katoa. Kia ora and best wishes for the Pākehā New Year, and thanks for joining us for another instalment from Māori and Multicultural Library Services. I'm Mata Kiwi, and this month I'm joined again by some of my colleagues from our team to talk about our programming that we have on offer. Joining me first is our Multicultural Liaison Amber and Multicultural Library Ambassador Pangwei, who are here to tell us more about the coming Lunar New Year, being celebrated from the 10th to the 24th of February, which ends with the Lantern Festival. Ngā mihi mana hau ki a kōrua e ngā manukure I pikau nei tēnei kaupapa. Welcome Amber and Pangwei. So tell me more about the Lunar New Year.
新年好吗? Hi, Pangwei. 恭喜发财,万事如意.
新年好,Amber,恭喜发财,万事如意.
Lunar New Year is held in the end of the winter to celebrate the coming of spring. Lunar New Year is celebrated with your family. So everybody getting together for Lunar New Year reunion. We eat food together, make dumplings, and sit down, play the games, and watch the TV together.
It's more about family gathering. It's all about family spending time together to have a gathering and also reconnect, because people go to different places, living and working. It's the best time of the year to come back together and connect, and for the coming year as well.
Pangwei, I know you can speak Cantonese. I have some Cantonese friend. Could you teach me how to greet in Cantonese when I see them?
Absolutely. I'm more than happy to share what I know and also how we greet each other in Canton. We normally say, "Gong hei fa choy, lai si do loi." It means wishing you prosperity. Another good one is "Long ma jing san, dai ge dai lei." It means wishing you good spirit, like a dragon and a horse.
Oh, this year is year of dragon, so it's good to say that one.
Absolutely. Would you like to try?
How to say that?
龙马精神.
龙马精神.
Oh, excellent. That's great pronunciation.
Thank you. Oh, when we're talking about greeting, there's a Happy New Year song come into mind.
新年好啊,新年好啊,祝贺大家新年好,我们唱歌,我们跳舞,祝贺大家新年好。Do
you have any song in Cantonese for Lunar New Year?
Totally. There's a famous one actually. It goes like this. 恭喜你,恭喜你,大家新年添新喜,賺錢多多少喜喜,買屋買田有子弟,恭喜好喜,喜上加喜,慶上喜,更祝每年獲厚利.
Wow, the people in your hometown, they are rich. They will buy land and a new house.
Yeah, it sounds like that.
Where's the money come from?
I guess it would come from the red envelopes.
Oh, that's right. The keyword for New Year is the new. We buy the new clothes, new toys for a new start. The Year of the Dragon is a really significant year. So we normally say so we are the generation of the dragons. So we really would like to welcome everybody to join the special celebration this year for the Year of the Dragon. We believe dragon is like really strong animals, really brave, as like a legend animals. So it always give us good luck. And in the previous year, when the land is really, really dry and we don't have food, so dragon always, like a water dragon, always water the land and give our new wish, new hope. So that's why the dragon is so important to us.
There are two key themes. One is connection, family connection. The other one is food. There's always food during the Lunar New Year.
All right. That's the time to say goodbye to our audience. Pangwei, do you want to say a greeting word to our audience now?
恭喜发财,万事如意.
恭喜发财,万事如意.
Sing Yan Kwai Lua, Ember, and Pang Wei, wishing you all the best for the Year of the Dragon. Joining me now are our Paukohi Kohinga, Julia and Napu. So what do you two have in store for us this month?
In January, the Paukohi Kohinga Māori are running three programs, the first being Paukohi Kohinga in Residence at Papanui Library on January the 18th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can find us in the Ngā Pounamu Māori collection. Rangahaua Iwi, Ngai Tahu, at 11 a.m. till 12 p.m. on Saturday, January 20th, at Tūranga in the Ngā Pounamu Māori collection on Level 2. And Te Kahui Ohua, our book club, on January 26th, 5:30 p.m. in Spark Place on He Hononga, the ground floor.
Ngā mihi, thanks for that, Julia and Napu. And just a reminder to everyone, for dates, times and places, please check out the Christchurch City Library web calendar. Speaking of checking things out, it's time to check out what our Pacifica Library Services have planned for this month.
Good day, One Soul Lotta Family. I'm Nora, your Pacifica Community Liaison. Coming up in January, we are having a special Pacifica Story Times with our Ainga at Aranui Library on Aldershot Street. Wednesday the 24th of January at 10:30 a.m, join us, bring your pickaninny, your little ones, for a special story time sprinkled with flavour from across the Pacific. I just wanted to extend the invitation. If you're a Pacifica community group or organisation looking for opportunities to share your community services, art and culture, please get in touch with me. We'd love to support and welcome you into our library community spaces.
Kā rau e Nora, and yes, if you are a community that would like to know more about our services, whether Māori, Pacifica or multicultural, then please contact us and we'll be happy to discuss with you how we might be able to support your community aspirations. Next month will mark the 184th anniversary since the signing of Te Tiriti o Waitangi. In addition to being the birthday of reggae legend Bob Marley, the 6th of February is known in Aotearoa New Zealand as Waitangi Day, or the day the country became a nation through the signing of Te Tiriti o Waitangi by Crown Representatives and Rangatira Māori or Māori Chiefs. The day takes its name from the place where Te Tiriti was signed, at Waitangi in the Bay of Islands in the far north. What many people don't know is that the long handwritten copies of Te Tiriti were then taken around the country to other similar gatherings and signed by Rangatira Māori who held authority over their respective lands and people. The original documents can be found alongside the 1835 He Whakaputanga, the Declaration of Independence, signed by the Northern Chiefs, and the 1893 Woman Suffragette Petition at He Tohu Exhibition, National Library, Wellington, which is open to all members of the public. One of the copies of Te Tiriti was brought to Te Waipounamu. This copy is known as Te Tiriti ki Manuau Herera, the Herald Brunbury Sheet, which Seven Kaitahu Rangatira signed. Te Tiriti ki Manuau Herera is a copy of the Māori language version of Te Tiriti. The Māori text was prepared by Henry Williams and his son Edward, who were fluent in Ngāpuhi dialect but unfamiliar with the language of Southern Māori. On the 29th of April 1840, Major Thomas Bunbury left the Bay of Islands on the HMS Herald bound for Te Waipounamu. Edward Williams joined the Herald as an interpreter, but some accounts suggest he struggled to communicate with kaitahu on account of the dialectual differences. Signatures were collected at Coromandel and Mercury Islands on their journey south. The Herald then sailed to Akaroa, where Iwikau and Tikau signed Te Tiriti on the 30th of May 1840. The Herald then sailed to Rakiura, Stewart Islands, where British sovereignty was claimed by the right of discovery on the 5th of June 1840. Then they travelled to Ruapuke, where Tuhuwaiki signed Te Tiriti on the 9th of June 1840. At the request of Tuhuwaiki, two other chiefs, Kaikoura and Tairo, signed on the 10th of June 1840. The Herald then travelled to Otako, where Karetai and Korako signed Te Tiriti on the 13th of June 1840. The true intent of Te Tiriti is a partnership between Tangata Whenua and Tangata Tiriti. Tangata Whenua still wait for this partnership to be honoured. Until next month, kia hau maru te noho, stay well, stay safe.